Understand the heart of God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I think a few of you are not paying attention, so I need full attention. Amen? Amen. Okay. We need to understand the heart of God. I think I shared this illustration, but I want to share it again. My son, he loves me, and he wants to please me. So, he brought pizza. Okay, and I appreciate his heart because he brought this food that he wants me to enjoy. Okay, so I said, "Thank you, son, for this pizza." Next day, he brought me another pizza. Now, different kinds of pizza now. Italian style pizza. But in my heart, I enjoy hamburger much better. I like hamburger. Okay? What I like, my heart, is hamburger, not pizza. But my boy keeps on bringing pizza. Italian pizza. Korean style pizza, American pizza. But I say, son, what I like is hamburger. Please bring what I like so that you can please me. I'm sure my son is bringing pizza to please me. Right? Hello? From his side, he wants to please me. He wants to glorify me. Right? He wants to honor me. That's why he's bringing pizza. But then, in my heart, I like hamburger. So when he brings hamburger, I am well pleased. I am happy. He keeps on bringing pizza, I am not happy. So, we as the children of God, we want to please our Father. We want to please God. How many of you want to please God? Huh? Yeah. You can raise your hand or you can say amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You want to please the Father?
Amen.
You want to please Jesus?
Amen.
You want to glorify Jesus?
Amen.
You want to lift up His name?
Amen.
Then we have to know what is in His heart. We have to understand what is in His heart. We have to know what makes His heart beating. What makes His heart, you know, excited. We have to know. And what brothers just shared, the kernel of the Bible, the heart of the Bible, is the Christ and the church. Christ is the head of the body. Church is the body of Christ. Christ is the head, but He's also the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Okay? So, He's the head, He's the body. We call that, Ephesians 2:15, one new man. Jesus Christ is one new man. And we are part of that one new man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, God's desire, God's purpose for us is to live a proper church life. I believe when we were singing the last song, I need you, you need me, your going is on for me, my going on is for you. We're not separate entity, but we are one body. I believe when we're singing and enjoying that song, I believe the Father was very much enjoying it. Because this is the heart of God. God wants us to love one another, serve one another, right? Fellowship one another. To do what? To build a church. Why Jesus Christ died on the cross? To what? Mm. He died on the cross and shed his precious blood to wash away our sins. Amen. But listen to this now. Bring one cup. That's better. This doesn't look like a cup. Can you somebody bring one cup? Yeah, please, just one cup. Amen. According to Book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 32 or 23 says, we are the vessel of God's mercy. We are the vessel of God's mercy. So God created you and us as a vessel, container. So when Jesus Christ died on the cross to shed his blood, he cleansed us. Before, we were full of sin, full of dirty things. But when he died and he shed his precious blood, he cleansed us. He made us empty now. It's clean cup now. Clean vessel. He sanctified it. He purified it by his blood. Amen.
Amen.
But then, what's next? What's next? If we're just remaining as empty cup and not being filled with him, we are not fulfilling God's purpose. God's purpose is not to wipe away the sins. That's not God's purpose. Hello, church. Please understand this. God's main purpose is not to wipe away your sins. That is not the purpose. That is not his plan. His plan is to first wipe away your sins so that you can contain him. So that you can be filled with him. So that when you are filled with him, you are one with him. When you are one with him, you can express him.
Amen.
You express him through prophecy.
Amen.
Through words, you express triune God.
Amen.
And whenever you prophesy, you build the church. When we build the church, guess what? We are going to be mature. A mature bride. And when the mature bride is ready, the bridegroom, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, he will come back. Praise the Lord. I desire the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. How about you, brothers? Do you desire the second coming of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Do you really desire?
Amen.
You're not kidding, right? You desire, huh?
Yes,
then you know what? The way to shorten his coming is to build the church.
Amen.
I pray that God will open your spiritual eyes, that you will begin to see this kernel of the Bible, the heart of the Bible. Because there's only one entity. There's only one thing, one thing on this entire universe who expresses triune God, and that is the bride. That is his church, his bride, and his bride is the church. So we need to express God. Hello.
Amen.
If you are married, your husband and wife, you are happy when they express what?
Love.
Yeah? You're happy?
Yes.
Really? You're married.
Yes, I have two children.
Okay. So now your wife lives in Pakistan.
Yes.
How does she express her love to you? Phone call.
At this situation, by doing video call.
Video call. Video call every day. Oh, honey, I miss you. Oh my. Yeah.
I like.
Yes, you like that, huh? Remember last Sunday, huh? Hold hands. Two. Hold hands. Come on. Hold hands. Hold hands now. We're going to express our love to each other now. Okay? Ready? One person start. Three times. One, two, three. Squeeze three times. One, two, three. Another person? Respond by two times. One, two. I love you. Me too. I love you. Me too. Oh, church. Praise God. Jesus Christ expressed Father's love on the cross.
Amen.
By dying on the cross, he expressed his love to us. Isn't that great? Hello, church, focus, come on. Put down the phone. Me and Rachel, we confess our love every day. Honey, I love you. I don't know how many times. But there is a day when we fight each other. When we fight each other, when we are not in the mood of expressing our love to each other, that day is like a hell. Because we're not talking. Silent. Dumb spirit. Silent. I hate that.
Really?
I hate when there's a silent. When she's not talking, I feel very insecure. I feel very nervous when she's not talking. And there was a time when she's silent, she's not talking. She didn't even go outside, not coming back. I'm like, very insecure. No, they're silent. When you're not expressing God, when you're not talking Christ, and you are keeping silent, before the church, before the world, before yourself, before Satan, how would God feel? Oh, we need to prophesy. We need to open our mouth and say, Christ, He's the Lamb. He's my Savior. He died for me. He rose again from the dead and He became a life-giving spirit. Amen. It's like an air that we breathe. Do you see air? Who say yes? Do you see air? You don't see it. You don't see the air, but you know air is existing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus Christ now is a spirit. Do you see spirit?
No.
No. But you know Jesus Christ is here. Like the air you breathe now, Jesus Christ is a spirit and He's here now. Amen. And the moment you say, Lord Jesus, He's coming into you. Amen. He's dispensing Himself into you. Amen. Listen, the purpose of the Father God is to make Himself work Himself into you. This is God's purpose. So what is the purpose of you coming to church on Sunday? To receive the dispensation of the Spirit, right? Receive Jesus, right? But that's not everything. Not only you receive Jesus, but you need to prophesy Jesus. You need to share Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Look, you consider myself now, PJ, the body, kind of healthy and normal. Why? Because my head to toe, all of the organs in my body is functioning. My legs moving. My hands are moving. My eyes are rolling, right? My ears, I can hear. I can speak. I can smell. I can turn around. Oh, it gives me a headache. You understand? All parts of my body is functioning, right? Likewise, God wants our church to function. So how can we do that? We need to grow. The baby cannot function. Hello, brothers. Baby cannot function. Little child cannot function. Do you think baby can change diaper? A little child, 1 year old, can go around, go out and go to the supermarket and buy the food? No. To do a proper function, the child must grow. For us to show our proper function, we need to grow. Praise the Lord. If we're going to grow, then we have to eat. Physically speaking, we have to eat, right? Three meals a day, or five meals if you like the food. Spiritually speaking, we have to eat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's what we are trying to do as a church. My friend, if you are with me and with the leaders here, and you know what, with the body of Christ, for 1 or 2 years, what we are trying to do, the small group Bible study, or shepherding, let's say it's shepherding. I'm telling you, if you be faithful to this, I'm certain in my spirit there's going to be revival at our church. And I'm not talking about just number growing. I am not interested in number growing. Jesus was never interested in number growing. When you look at His ministry, He invested His entire life for 12 disciples. And those 12 disciples put the whole world upside down. Right? When Jesus Christ comes back, He will check the quality of inner man, not the numbers, right? Isn't that? You and I, we will stand before God, and He will test with the fire. If we are wood, hay, straw, we will burn and finish, disappear. But if we are gold, diamond, and stone, we will remain. What God desires is remaining fruit. Remaining, remnant, remaining fruit. Come and go, come and go. No. We cannot build a church like that. We cannot build a church just to come to church on Sunday for worship. Am I making myself clear? Do you agree? Do you think you can build a church just attending Sunday service? Who said you can be? No. So that's what we're trying to do, brothers. Please understand. So look at now Acts chapter. So this is the heart of God. Christ and the church, right? Christ and the church. Christ wants church to grow, church to be mature. And only way to church to be mature is to eat Jesus. And we can eat Jesus in the body together. Okay? Alright. Now let's go back to Acts chapter 2:42. Oh Lord Jesus. I'm gonna finish within 10 minutes now. Okay? Almost finished now. This is the heart of God. This is the heart of God. Now, I know many of you love Overflowing Church. I know I do, as a member of this church. I love this church. You love this church, right? Do you love this church?
Yes.
You really do? Then we got to grow. Amen?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
If we don't grow, then we just stay in the childish way, then there's no hope. Okay, so Acts chapter 2, verse 42. This is biblical church. Right? This is biblical church. Okay, can we read this together? Begin. They continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. Amen. Here I call four spiritual pillars. This is what I call. I just name it. Four spiritual pillars for the building of church. Four spiritual pillars, right? Number one, teaching. Do you see that? Continue steadfastly in the teaching. Now, Acts chapter 2, this verse is what? This is the birth of church. Right after church's birth, this verse tells us how the church life is all about. What the church, proper church life is all about. Okay? Now, Matthew 6:33 says, seek his kingdom. Seek his kingdom. Church is his kingdom, right? Represents his kingdom. So, seek his kingdom, his church, and righteousness, the teaching of Christ, and all these things shall be added unto you. I believe this scripture really tells us if we seek church and the spiritual maturity, the growing of the maturity, right? Listen, as church is well, we will be well. The church blessed, my family will be blessed. You will be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you agree this? Agree with this? If church is not doing well, it will not be the blessing will not flow, right?
Amen.
The church needs to bless with overflowing blessings. Amen. In order to do that, we need to follow the Bible. We need to follow the book, a church in the book of Acts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, now, first thing is teaching. What's the second one?
Fellowship.
Second is fellowship. What's the third one? Breaking of bread. Now, what time we have breaking bread?
1 p.m.
Okay? 1 p.m. Those who are diligent will participate in the breaking of bread. Because it's 1 p.m. Okay? And what's the fourth one?
Prayer.
Prayer. Amen. So here is the definition of what church meeting is all about. Hello?
Yeah.
I know we have been in Christianity for many years and we are used to certain style of worship. Contemporary style worship the Hillsong style of worship or come on, you name it. Huh? You name it. In the US. See, we are so used to, right? Okay. But anyway, regardless of styles, we want to follow the scripture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So those four elements must be there. Teaching. What I'm doing now to you is teaching, right? Yeah. But this is a big gathering, but we can also do it in a small group setting. And it's much more intimate if we do it in a small group setting than like this. You know why? Because you cannot ask questions now, right? Because I'm preaching. But in a small group, you can ask questions, interact more. That's much better, isn't it? I want to say this now. Starting today, we are launching small group shepherding, right? Bible study. I want to say this now, very carefully, but I believe I'm on the right track. Sunday service is, okay, small group, this small group fellowship and Bible study we're trying to do starting today is equally important as the Sunday worship. Equally important, not less important. So if you have this concept, hey, I finished my Christian duty. I finished my religious duty. I attended Sunday service. Therefore, I'm free to go. I don't want to smuggle. You are missing the target. You are missing God's heart. You are giving God pizza when He likes hamburger. So please change your mind. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because teaching here as well as small groups. Okay? And the fellowship. You know, the real, genuine, intimate fellowship happens in the small group, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not here. Again, it's one way. It's not two ways. I am preaching. I'm just one way, right? But I want to hear from you too. But in this worship setting, I cannot hear from you. Fellowship happens best in small group. Breaking bread. I pray when the small group is solid on the scriptures, on strong foundation, why not breaking the bread in the small groups? Why not? I pray that day will come. What happened? Oh. Thank you, brother. You're making my message easier, right? But be careful. Sometimes don't do what I did not ask. Sometimes to God we do it like, okay, God, here. God, I didn't tell you to do that. Anyway, I love you, brother. Okay, prayers. Yeah, we pray here, right? But prayer more intimate in the small group setting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
You love your brothers and sisters. Amen?
Amen.
So starting today, we're going to start lounge. Okay? Shepherding. Small group shepherding. Lord Jesus, I pray that you understand the heart of God. And through this small group shepherding, we'll grow, mature.
Anybody has that book?
Yeah, that book. No. I'm sorry. Yes. The whole meeting. Okay. This book is our textbook, and it has a 12. Is it 12, right? Yeah.
Okay.
12 lessons.
Okay.
And we have three series of this, so 36 weeks. But after 12 weeks, I believe there's going to be refreshing spirit. There's going to be maturity. And there's going to be more unity in our church. Amen. After 36 months, maybe some of you leave to your country, whatever, the jobs. But anyway, I believe after 36 months, we're going to have a strong foundation. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, bless this new launching of the small group shepherding starting today. Let me just explain now some of the nuts and bolts, okay? The shepherding, the teaching is very important, right? In the Bible. Okay, so every morning, 7 a.m., Sister Rachel uploads morning revival. And we all read and interact, right? So you spend about 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. 5 minutes in the morning, 7 a.m. Okay, but now, we're going to give you a copy, today's copy, the lesson number one. If you look at it, it has day one, day two, day three, like this. The content goes like day one, day two, day three, up to day six. So every day there's a message. So what time was it? Huh? Okay. So 7 a.m. morning revival, 6 p.m. evening revival. Hallelujah. 2 days a week we are going to eat Jesus together. How about that? Daniel prayed how many times a day? I always give you an answer. How many times a day? Three times a day. You know, that's why Muslims, they pray 5 times a day, right? They learn from the Bible. Christian pray 3 times, you gotta pray 5 times. That's how it goes. Okay, anyway, so 2 times a day, we're going to have revival. Amen. So spend 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening, 6 p.m. So if you will, Sister Vili will upload it. And then we can read. It would take probably 2-3 minutes. It's very short. And just read, meditate, and just interact. And from day one to day six, Monday through Saturday, you do that. And Sunday when you come, when you have a small group meetings, you share what you have experienced. Very simple. Okay? Oh, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. With the announcement, I'll finish. Okay? And then we're going to go right into small groups. Okay. Please continue to pray for Brother Choma. Praise the Lord. He...